Hey guys, so today we're going to talk about a subject that has been very popular and very much discussed in the team, and that is working together with your spouse. So we're going to talk about being better together as a team and how to pretty much recruit your spouse to help you build your business and make it as successful as possible, utilizing both of your skills equally. So obviously I have Andre here on the call as well.
Hey guys.
So he's going to go through some stuff together with us and just kind of give a male perspective or just like the other side of the fence's perspective. So the first topic that we want to talk about was recruiting your spouse. And by recruiting, I really mean just in the sense of like in sports, like when you go recruit somebody, you're looking for their skills and what really makes them best suited to do that particular sport or that particular job. So you want to recruit your spouse. So you don't want to just give them a massive to-do list or force them to help you in your business. You really want to figure out what they're good at. You want to ask nicely. And you don't just want to, like I said, hand them the to-do list and force them to do something. You want their support. And you want them to see the passion that you have as well. And you want them to see you continuously working at this business. And so when they see that impact that you're kind of putting into your business and that care, they won't be able to help but want to support you. So that's kind of where I wanted to bring Andre in as to how I didn't so much recruit Andre. He was just very eager to help because he did see me passionate about this whole coaching thing from the beginning. And he was really the one that wanted to see me get started. So maybe you can give your two cents as to how you felt like.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when Angie first approached me about Beachbody, just like I think every other husband or spouse that's out there, the initial reaction is to be a little skeptical of what it all entails, right? And especially with Angie, who had previously been involved in a network marketing company, I was hyper protective of her not getting involved with something that I felt wasn't right for her. But, you know, the minute that she started talking to me about Beachbody and, you know, how she felt about it, I can really sense that passion. So in a way, I was kind of, you know, her first attempt at presenting the business to somebody. And sure, it might be easier to present to your spouse because you feel very comfortable with that individual. But what was very important to me was, first, she showed me the potential in the business by showcasing other people who had been successful doing it. And the second thing that she showed me was that she was truly passionate. But those are the two things that I absolutely needed to see within Angie to be totally convinced that this was the opportunity that was right for her. And being a husband, obviously, I'd say, you know, I'd kill for Angie, I'd die for Angie. Well, would I put in a few extra hours of work for Angie if it meant her realizing her dream of, you know, being in this business and being very meaningful in this business, being a leader to the team? Well, absolutely, I would do that, right? But that, again, comes after I realize that there's potential in the business and that she's very passionate about the business. So if you showcase those two things to your husband or to your spouse, I can almost guarantee they will find a way to support you.
And the thing is, too, is, like, you had a certain amount of skills, like, that you already had from, like, your everyday job that you're really good at. Like, I suck at anything that has to do with, like, Excel and analytics and looking at the back office in terms of, like, seeing what's working, what's not working, looking at my emails and how I'm recruiting and just looking at what's working. You're really good at analyzing that and projecting what will help me grow in the future. So I almost saw that and kind of ran with that and recruited you in that sense. I said, like, hey, babe, like, you seem to be really good at this. I didn't recruit you and go, okay, I need a website done. Can you figure out how to do that? Like, obviously, I know that you're not going to design a website because that's not your skill set. But maybe for the people that are listening, like, I know Ashley Stamp, her husband helped her with her website because that's what he's good at. So try and figure out what your spouse is already good at and already skilled at and utilize those skills because for them, it'll just be fun. It's a skill set that they have.
Yep.
So that's what I mean. Like, don't just hand them a to-do list because that you're not going to get help from your other half if you're just trying to give them your laundry list of stuff.
That's right. And if I'm involved or if your spouse is involved, they want to feel as though they're emotionally involved as well. You know, like, they don't necessarily want to feel like it's their own because I never want to feel like it's my own business. Mm-hmm. I just want to know that I'm contributing meaningfully to Angie's business mm-hmm. and that she values me as a partner in the business. So mm-hmm. when I do things that are, you know, involved in her business, that she acknowledges those things and that we understand that there's a clear boundary between what's my responsibility and what's her responsibility, which I'll let Angie lead into what the next part of the
yeah.
call is.
Before we jump into the next part, though, I just wanted to, like, piggyback on what you just said. The ego thing of, like, our business, it is your business. And when you're working together as a team, it does become your business, and you have to check your ego, like, both parties. I feel like it's so important that you check your egos, which does kind of lead into the next part, too. But it is so important that, like, I never see this as my business, even though technically I am the face of it. But I don't ever see it as in, like, it's just me that's running it. I feel like Andre actually holds the fort more than anything. So it is important that you don't treat your spouse as, like, a doormat or, like, a laundry list, like I said. So
he's not an assistant, or
yeah,
she's not an assistant.
Exactly. So what Andre is saying, like, the next point to that is that there's three types of people that this can be broken down into, and you need to figure out who your spouse is, like, in terms of roles for your business. You need to figure out who your spouse is and who you are. And the trick to this is you can't both have the same role. And by that, I mean, and Andre's totally amazing at explaining this, so I'm going to let him take it, but the key ingredient to this is you both have to figure out what your main role is, and you both can't be the same one.
Right, absolutely. So as Angie said, there's three types of people. There's a manager, there's the artist, and there's the entrepreneur. So you want to identify which one you are and ultimately which one your spouse is. So as an example, or actually I'll just go over what each role represents. So a manager, briefly put, is just somebody who likes to look at tasks and look at them as projects, then break them down into subtasks. So they'll basically look at a project and, again, like I said, break it down into subtasks.
Like a social media strategy. Like, you literally just helped me.
Yeah. So the second one is the artist. Now, the artist is, you know, the creative individual, the person that best exemplifies what the brand represents. So, you know, as an example, Angie's obviously the artist in our business relationship here. And she basically, she puts what's out there on Instagram. She does all the work on our website. And ultimately, again, Angie is the face of the brand, which makes her the artist, right? It's kind of like the hockey player is the artist,
mm-hmm.
and the agent is the manager. That's kind of how it works.
Yeah.
The last one is the entrepreneur, and this is the individual who understands how to invest money and how to look at return on investments to best fit the business.
They would have less emotional attachment to the business than the artist.
That's right,
correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they basically want to invest in the business intelligently so that it yields a return.
So you would be the manager and the entrepreneur, and I would be more of the artist. So
yeah.
we're not really overlapping.
Exactly. And any task that's considered like a managerial task or an entrepreneur task, I tend to take ownership. And then everything that's consistent of an artist task,
yeah.
Angie will take that on. But the bulk of the business is artistic. And then the rest of the back end stuff is kind of
which
managerial.
Which kind of takes us to our next thing. So this is so important, and this is something that we've learned over time, and this really helps avoid any bickering when you're working together as a couple, and it's truly gold. So if you can wrap your head around this, it's just, this is how you will be so successful and kind of feed off each other in a business. So know your role. So just like we talked about how there's three types of people, there's also the to-do list that goes with each of those roles. So know what you're supposed to be doing and stay out of each other's parts of that. So if Andre's role is the logistics of something and the finances, I'm not going to go into what he's doing and try and fix that for two reasons. Number one, I'm already completely at my limit with my own to-do list. Why would I overwhelm myself and bring in way more information into my capacity of my brain and try and take on his to-do list? The whole point is to bring your spouse on to help you out with being less overwhelmed. Why would you try and take that back on? So let them be. And the other thing is that ego thing. You want to give your spouse their own creative outlet. Nobody is going to fulfill their full potential if you're continuously chipping away at their creative mind and the way that they kind of, I would say, like, their juice. Like, if you let somebody free to do what they want, that is the best thing you could ever do. So for me, my obviously roles include social media and the challenge and growing the coaches community and, like, the training and all of that, because that's really what needs my personal touch. But anything that doesn't need my own, the Angie touch is what we call it, Andre takes care of that. And that's also just the things that he happens to be good at.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. So as a good example for that, I'll be taking care of all of Angie's initial emails based on a template that her and I built together. So it still has that Angie tone, but she doesn't need to be focusing on that part of the business. She's got more important things, like to make sure that you guys have the resources necessary to be successful in your business. So I take that off her plate, and that way she's able to focus on other things.
And things too, like you consistently check the back office. Like we call you, like there's a few coaches on the team that we were calling you Big Brother in Texas because you know what's going on before everybody else does. Because when somebody's about to rank advance or at the same time drop rank, Andre continuously checks the sponsorship drill down in the back office to know if everybody has the amount of coaches that they need before Thursday comes along and the back office refreshes to make sure that they'll maintain their ranks. And if somebody's really close to hitting, like, let's say Emerald or Diamond, Andre knows that and he'll reach out to them or have me reach out to them and let them know, hey, you're missing like one coach on your left leg and you'll be Diamond. So that's like, that's stuff that would take me so much time and time away from helping coaches and challengers and just building my social media platform as well. And he does that and it really, really helps. So amongst like a bazillion other things that he does, obviously, but that's just some examples. So if you can basically make a to-do list. So that was the next point, right, that we want to talk about.
Actually, just before you go on to this, I just want to talk a little bit about how like you're supposed to, but how it's ideal to kind of interact with your spouse in your business. Because, you know, obviously if you separate tasks, that doesn't mean you never talk to each other about the business, right? Mm-hmm. Like every now and again, you know, Angie and I, it's actually every single night.
Yeah.
But, you know, for you, it could be once a week or something like that. You want to touch base with each other and have brainstorming sessions, you know, speak to each other's, like the challenges that you face in your part of the business. And because, you know, your spouse might have some insight on that part.
And even just act as a sounding board for
you
too.
Exactly. Like brainstorming.
Totally.
That's what you were saying.
No, that just, it helps me a lot. Like sometimes I don't know if people can relate to this, but sometimes I just end a day and I'm like, okay, I'm so overwhelmed and I'm very scatterbrained. I have a lot of trouble. It's just one of my downfalls. I have trouble prioritizing things and I'm the first to just grab the easiest thing to do, which is probably like the lowest priority. It's usually the funnest thing to do. Like say make a dream board should be at the lowest part of my to-do list and I will do it first. So Andre sits down with me every single day, pretty much. Pretty much every day. And we go through what my priorities will be as well as any projects that we're doing. So we just went over a huge social media strategy that Andre put together and it was like, in the mornings you're going to post this and it's all based on what I've done in the past that's worked. So projects like that and really just figuring out what's the best way, and he'll bounce ideas off me and I'll bounce ideas back. So it really works to check in, but not continuously check in. So say you guys both work from home, for example, don't be working in the same room and continuously going back and forth. Set a meeting time just like you would in a real business, because that's what this is.
Exactly.
So based on the roles that we're talking about, like how I said I work on social media and the challenge group, what you should do really is just almost do like a mental brain dump onto a piece of paper of all the things that you need to get done. Whether that could be all the way from like filming a video and editing that video and making a blog and making the blog post, make a list of everything and put your name, your spouse's name, and what you're going to outsource to Elance. Elance would be the best website to do that, or if you know somebody. But that is not an unheard of thing. When I started my business, I had outsourced a video. I needed a video about my challenge group, and I wanted to be somewhat professional. I outsourced it to Elance, and it was honestly really reasonable. It was a fully professional video. Like, these people will do, like, the most amazing things for you. So do your research and check out Elance. And that being said, for the people that are listening to this going, okay, that's nice, I don't have a spouse, Elance can be your temporary spouse. So outsource that stuff. Go recruit somebody on Elance.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the other thing, just quickly to touch on this, is I've heard this so many times. I've heard these two things. I can't get my spouse to work out and I can't get them to drink Shakeology. Now, Andre, when we first started Beachbody, and this was even before I was a coach, I think, because we loved Beachbody before.
Yep.
So this is how it went down. I bought him Les Mills, we did Insanity together and he nailed it and totally killed the entire thing. And we don't like to talk about that because I stopped halfway through. But what happened is I ended up buying him Combat and he loved it. And then it was shortly after that we became coaches. But when I signed up, I actually signed up with the Body Beast Challenge Pack because I knew, okay, I'm going to need Andre's help with this. And I want him to be doing the programs. He will love Body Beast. And in the back of my head, I knew he was going to be my first success story. And I figured, what better way? Like, he's going to get jacked doing Body Beast. So he will be my first success story. So you really have to think about it and include them. Don't make your husbands do Pio. Or Pio is a bad example because you actually like Pio. But
yeah,
Like, what would be, like, turbo fire. Don't make your husband do turbo fire.
It's hard for a guy, because
we're
not as coordinated.
And, like, there's a few. It's like, 21 Day Fix, too, is another one that not all guys like. Like, don't make your husband do those. So, and the other thing is, when
before you go on, because he just made a pretty good point there, because whenever you got me Body Beast and said, you're going to be my first, she basically told me, she said, I'm buying Body Beast to get started on coaching. Are you interested in doing it? And I was like, absolutely. First of all, I researched it a little bit and I saw, absolutely, this is something I want to do. I went out and got myself adjustable dumbbells and I committed to the program. Then every week she would feed it into my head that I'm going to be her first success story.
Yeah.
So sure enough, I was eating like a monster and I was working out
but
twice
like in
a day.
Good way.
Oh
yeah,
absolutely. But I was very committed, right? Like another reason, another kind of example of how...
To fuel your ego. Fuel the spouse's ego.
Exactly, right? Like it kind of gave me that little jolt of motivation. Like, okay, I can help her without actually helping her by just doing my workouts. So
exactly.
that first of all, grew my love for Beachbody. And second of all, got me wicked results. And as a result, Angie had me as one of her first success stories, which was great.
So if nothing else, your spouse can 100% help you with just being a success story. If nothing else.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the other thing is, I hear this too, is my husband doesn't, or my wife, doesn't drink the shakes. Okay, guys. Especially the ladies listening to this, make the shakes for your husband. It's not complicated. They don't know how to make it at first. It's very overwhelming. It's like, okay, what is this powder stuff that I mix into what is that almond milk? Like, they don't know. So make it for them. I made Andre shakes forever. And then what I did is I bought him this, like, blender thing that he can bring to work. It's like a cup with like a blender in it, right?
Yeah.
And I got him that last Christmas. So he brings the pouches. I always order a packet, the packets for him as well. So he brings it to work. He has almond milk at work and he uses his little shaker thingy that like is like a blender inside of a cup. It's amazing. So make it easier for them. Like don't just force them to do stuff without giving your all as well. And then the other thing is you're two business centers. So you have your own business center and signing your coach up with their own business center is like amazing. Your spouse up with their own business center. So you don't want to see that as two separate entities. Like your spouse has to work their business. No, it's one business center altogether. And you want to see it as one entity. So when you have your coach sign up, you will be that much closer to being an Emerald coach if you're a brand new coach listening to this. Or if you're an Emerald coach listening to this or a brand new coach and you help your coach go, or your, I said it
spouse.
Again, your spouse
yeah.
go Emerald, or that, I just want to, I mean it like as in that coach's business center,
yeah.
I was but that, your spouse go Emerald, you'll be that much closer to Diamond and it keeps going. So Andre just hit Diamond, that helped me go 6-star Diamond. It's just, it grows from there. Andre was my first coach, so I went Emerald. He was my first Emerald coach, so I went Diamond, and now he's Diamond coach. So give it up for Andre, and he's probably going to be a Star Diamond coach soon too, which is amazing. So you really want to see that as a business center that can help yours grow. So anytime that we need to buy gifts, like Christmas is coming up, we're going to buy gifts, we're going to get a bunch of Insanity Max 30s, we're going to buy those through Andre's business center because the volume will help both of us. So hopefully the people listening to this, it makes a little bit of sense with the team cycle bonus, but it really does benefit both of you. When there's sales coming up, like the one tomorrow, the Black Friday sale, we're going to buy that stuff through Andre's business center. So it's just a few tips, but it really does help with both business centers, like seeing it as one. So that, I think that was pretty, we covered everything.
We went through everything.
Is there anything else you want to say?
Nope, that's about it.
Oh, wow. Okay. So if you guys have any questions, this was one last thing we want to say. Andre offered that if any husbands are listening to this, which I guess we should have said right at the beginning to get your husbands on the call, but if you listen to this and you think that it would be awesome for your husband to listen to it, just let them listen to it on their own. And if they want to reach out to Andre, they are more than welcome to add him to Facebook or to email him. I can post his email below this post in the group and they can reach out to him one-on-one, even like candidly, and like he's really easy to deal with, as most of you know. So he's happy to answer any questions as to like how to deal with wives and stuff like that. So yeah, there's nothing else you want to say?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
I think we pretty much covered everything.
Awesome. Nice short call. So I hope you guys have a great week and we will be doing an official team call at the end of this week as well. We just really, really wanted to record this for you guys. So again, any questions, let us know. And rock out the rest of November. Bye, guys.